Šarafudin Hašami. Pozdravljeni v tokratnem terminu za intervju aktualno-politične redakcije. Pogovarjali smo se s Šarafudinom Hašamijem, ki je bil zaprt v centru za tujce v Postojni. Tam je bil do četrtka, ko je bil deportiran v Frankfurt. Ministrstvo za notranje zadeve je za namreč na osnovi Dublinske uredbe odredilo deportacijo v Nemčijo. Na zadnjem obisku smo se z njim pogovarjali o njegovi izkušnji slovenskega azilnega sistema in o bivanjskih razmerah v centru za tujce. Že pred časom je po socialnih omrežjih zaokrožil posnetek Hašamijeve nasilne aretacije strani policije, ki ga je v to institucijo tudi odpeljala. Takrat je bilo po pritožbi na upravno sodišče pridržanje spoznano kot nezakonito. Prav tako je bilo za nazaj razsojeno, da tudi njegovih 6 preostalih prisilnih bivanj v centru ni bilo izvedenih v skladu z zakonodajo. V primeru njegovega zadnjega pridržanja pa je upravno sodišče zavrnilo pritožbo in pritrdilo ministrstvu za notranje zadeve glede izvedbe deportacije. Center za tujce je bil ustanovljen leta 2000. Trenutno pa služi predvsem pridržanju migrantov v času pred izpolnitvijo prošnje za mednarodno zaščito ter nadaljnim bivanjem v azilnem domu. Hkrati center služi tudi kot območje za pridržanje, ko stečejo postopki za deportacijo. Za prebivanje v centru država zahteva plačilo stroškov, če seveda migrant v tistem trenutku pri sebi ima nekaj malega sredstev. Prebivanje v instituciji je omejeno na 6 mesecev, gibanje tam pridržanih pa je omejeno na ograjeno dvorišče z igriščem, kjer se športom lahko ukvarjajo 1 uro na dan.
Hey, tell us myself.
Hey, you can say.
My name is Rafuddin, I'm from Afghanistan. And now I'm sent to the Twitter. At Thursday I have flight to go back to Germany, deportation to Germany.
How many times were you detained?
This is the 3rd time they deport me. And if we think I'm Dublin of Slovenia, not German. But they go contra and they deport me back to Germany. And now I'm here close and I get decision negative from upon sedition.
You are now detained 7 times. This is the 7th time you are here.
Yeah, by the paper 7 times, but with the paper 9 times.
9 times?
Yeah.
What were the 2 times without paper?
They didn't give the papers to lawyers or to the people or to me. They have papers in ministry, but they don't want to give for the people. In these 2 times. Because one time they write lie that you are terrorist, you are Al-Qaeda and blah blah, you are dangerous in all Slovenia. Something like this.
You are detained 6 times illegally.
Yeah,
7 times, yeah.
I go 7 times to Upravno sodišče. I have all these papers from Upravno sodišče. And in these 7 times, 2 times, in this time, 3 times they deport me, otherwise they leave me. In asyl they leave me in the plan. They leave me out.
How many people are now in centers do it?
I think now it's 11 people is here. One girl is 12 or 15 years old from Bosnia. She is here. And everybody, we are 14 people now in centers do it. In different case.
Can you tell me how is life here?
Here. Life. What do you think if you're close, if you're in prison? For example, prison is better. You have some things. There is not police. And you have everything better than here. But here is everything in the hands of police.
24. How many policemen are here?
Until 3. Here is, I think, 5 inspectors who are working in the case and 6 police every day working. Almost, I don't know, 10 or 11 police every day here.
And how many people? You said 15.
Yeah, now it's not 15, maybe 14, maybe 13. But here we have 11 upstairs. Then other side also they have 2, I think. One was old man from Iraq, that he had family in Maribor. They deported him one time from Maribor to Iraq. They kept his family here with 2 children, and they deported him back to Iraq. But he come back and he was here, so I don't know. I think also now he's here. And one girl from Bosnia. I think he's 13 years old or 12 years old.
Without family?
Without family, yeah. He's close here. Like this.
You tell me, you only get to eat, smoke and sleep here.
Yeah. But it is also not enough food to give you. For example, Sotox, everybody know in asylum home and here, they didn't give enough food. And also, yeah, they didn't give enough food and all the time you are closed. In the day, 1 hour, you could go to sport and that's all.
You get 1 hour sport,
yeah,
that's it.
In sport, yeah. But it's not outside of this apartment, it's also inside of this building. For example, if you go outside, no, here, inside this apartment. If you go to eat, three policies with you. If you go to internet, in the day 1 hour they give internet, there's three police or two police with you. Everywhere you go, police is behind of you, with uniform. But the present is better. There is security, there is no police, you didn't see uniform, and you are by your own what you want to do. And you have a lot of, how I said, possibility to get telephone or to get visit here every day. You have visit 30 minutes. Didn't live more than 30 minutes. Like this. And also, some police are so aggressive. And also the boss of here, Yuzhe Konets, is so racist and so hard with refugees, with foreigners.
What is your experience with racism here?
A lot of experience I have, not with people, with police, with system, a lot of experience.
Yeah?
Yeah.
The police here?
Yeah.
They can, well, ever aggressive?
Yeah. They put me here 1 month in bunker, 1 month and 20 days.
Tell me, what is bunker?
Bunker is like one room, 24 hour you are there, so you cannot go to sport, you cannot go to nowhere. Per day, if you smoke 3 times per day, they leave you in the morning when you eat, in the lunch, in the dinner. Just they take you in sportless and you can smoke that stuff. They didn't give you phone to call, they didn't give you nothing. Just you are here, you cannot go to kitchen to eat. They bring your food there and everything's toilet, everything's inside one room.
How do you get the bunker? Police decide?
Yeah, Yuzhe Konets, the chef of this place. And like this.
You also went to hunger strike here?
Yeah, for 1 month I closed my mouth.
But you closed the mouth with?
Ekla.
Ekla, yeah.
Yeah. And I cut myself. And they take me in Idria by force.
How long did you eat?
Hmm?
How long?
In Idria?
No, how long you first started hunger strike here?
Hmm.
Close the...
When I... For the first, I closed my mouth. 1 week or 10 days that I can walk and I can talk and I do everything. But after this I don't know nothing and I fall down and one time I wake up and I'm in the hospital. They bring me back here, they take me in Idria, they close my mouth after 1 month or 25 days, something like this. Then they close by force my mouth and they deport me back to Germany.
When did this happen?
2016.
Mm. When? Summer?
Or? Yeah, at the end of August last year I was here. And September, something like this, I stopped struggling it. And I was not alone. It was with me. 5 people more. One was from Pakistan, 4 was from Syria.
You know what happened to them?
Yeah, then they deported him. This one Syria, one Pakistan, they left him in asylum home. There was already Dublin of Hungary, Dublin of Germany, Dublin of Croatia, and Dublin of Italy. Then 2 of them they let him outside, and 1 of them they deport back to Germany, and 2 of them they deport back to Croatia. Because they want to go to Croatia, and they deport them to Croatia. Because these people, first they have fingerprint in Croatia, Then he went from Croatia. 1 year he lived in Germany. Then from Germany, his family called him that he come back to Turkey. Then they catch him here in Central Tuzla. They bring him. Then from here they deport him to Croatia. They don't deport him to Germany. Because they tell me, German accept you. Already German accept them also. 1 year they stay there, they get social, they get everything. But they don't deport him. They deport him to Croatia. And like this, the last time 2016, I come back to Slovenia and I see if it's like this. Okay, I go back to Croatia and ask asylum in Croatia. And I go back to Croatia and ask asylum in Croatia. And I said, if they want to deport me in Dublin, you are Dublin. This time I will be Dublin of Croatia. But it's not good like this. They tell me, no, you are Dublin of Germany. And already I tell him, look, look, you tell me your last fingerprint is in Germany. Now my last fingerprint is in Croatia. Take me to Croatia. Why take me to Germany? They said, no, go to Germany.
How do you get to Centre za Tujce? When you first cross border, police take you here.
No.
No.
This time. This time.
Yes.
No, this time I come here one time to visit my friends. Normally I come and visit my friends and I go. The next time when I come to visit my friends, they tell me you cannot go. Sit here.
I'm speaking about also other people.
Yeah, other people. Some of them, they catch him in border of between Croatia to Slovenia. And two of them, they catch border of Austria and Slovenia. And also we have a lot of here. 19 people. Tomorrow one of them, they return him back to Italy. And after tomorrow again, and on Thursday me, and on Friday again deportation. Everyone one day, we have deportation.
You also tell me Centre za Tujce gets 50 euros per night. This is unofficial.
I think it's more than 50 euros per day.
Per day.
Yeah, for each person who was this. For example, without this, I see here 3 days ago one Kosovo guy. He comes from Austria, he wants to go back to Kosovo. And they catch him in the border. And 3 days he was here, and they take him 150 from his own money. Because you sleep here and you eat here. 150. And they take his money. And also, they tell him you cannot buy your ticket, you must buy by yourself tickets to go back to Croatia, to Kosovo. And he paid by himself ticket, and by himself here 3 days was closed, every day 50 euros because of eat and because of food. And because of sleep.
He was 3 days here?
Yeah. And they take him 150. For example, if somebody come here, foreigners, if he is from everywhere, he have more than 200. When they deport him, they take his money. Because you sleep here and you eat here and you stay here.
How does being close here affect people?
Sorry?
How does it affect mentally, you know, being close here, having police everywhere you go, having 1 hour of sun a day?
Yeah, but this is also hard and like crazy love, I don't know. Here you are close, and all the time police with you. And you got crazy. For example, Nurula, my friends, he got crazy. He got to psychiatrics here, and he told him, please, if you can, he's already 4 months here. And he said, please, if you can, just change me for 1 week from this place and send me somewhere else. Then they change him to Idria, send him to Idria for 1 week, for 4 days.
And Idria is a psychiatric hospital?
Yeah, psychiatric hospital.
Yeah.
And 4 days he was here, and he said, the doctor comes to me and he give me tablet, because he was not crazy, he said, I don't want to eat tablet. I come here just for to change my mind and to be a little out of uniform, out of bliss, or out of this prison. And this coming 5 doctor put him in the bed, tied him, they tell him, you eat this tablet, we'll put you injection. Then he said, no, I don't want injection, just give me the tablet, I want to eat tablet. And he stopped to eat tablet 4 days. Then he come here and he stopped to eat tablets.
Many,
it's like this.
Many times people go to Idria.
Yeah. but by force.
Yeah.
Mm. He go by himself, but it's written from Ukraine to these chatings.
Yeah.
Ukraine is something like this in Estonia.
Yeah,
yeah. First they send him the post. For example, they decide about somebody that you are there. First they send him paper, then after 4 days they come to make with him interview. This is not logical. For example, first they decide. First you decide and you send the paper. Then after 4 days the judge and the translator and the lawyer come sit with him in interview. I said, how it's impossible? First they decided about some things and they give you the paper. Then after 4 days they come to sit with you to interview. First they decide about something. Then after they come to sit with you in interview. After 4 days. Yeah. This is like this in Slovenia.
Next time you were taken here by force.
Yeah.
You went to your doctor in asylum home and then police catch you.
For example, I go to asylum home and I go directly to security and I go directly to social and then I go to doctor.
Yeah.
No one informed me, for example, security or social or who worked yet. Nobody informed me that wait here. You have some things with you to talk. Nobody. I go to Dr. Psychiatrics and I talk with him maybe almost 45 minutes or 1 hour. Then he gave me the paper and I go out of asylum. And I come sit in the park and the police attack me. Not like normally come to you and tell you, hi, how are you, where are you from, what you do here. You have documents or no. Just directly put Esperen and put me down and bring me here. Then that was the mistake was placed. It was mistake for the police and also for asylum. Because of that, after 9 days, they leave me out. Then I come here to visit my friends once, one time, and they let me out. And the next time when I come, they didn't let me out. I let me sit here. Somebody come from asylum to talk with you. And I tell the police, look, 6 months I'm out of asylum home. And I didn't have asylum, and I didn't want asylum in Slovenia. I want to live by myself, but they said, if you don't want asylum now, asylum don't leave you. Yeah, I said, how is this? For the first I want asylum, they don't want to give me asylum. Now I don't want asylum, and asylum don't leave me. It's like this going. Because every foreigner has business here, money, you know, turning like this. 6 months, they didn't close my case. By the law, if you are 6 months in every year to don't ask asylum or to be out of asylum home, then you are not anymore in Dublin. But they didn't close my case. In 6 months in asylum home, they take money and buy my name, but I was not in asylum. In 6 months, my case is open in asylum home. And they get money every month. For example, I don't know how much they get. For example, they said in media that per month they give 850 to refugees or 550 per month, but we get only 18 euro per month, which is neither.
Yeah.
And that's all. And 6 months also I didn't get this. And it's opened my case, and it's opened my asylum until now. It's like this is doing. And I write to police, for example, how is it? The chances of Joanna. Yeah, how I said this to police, and the police good, and you see this paper and said you have not possibility to give you this Duvulina because your asylum or Madinar Street is not closed. I said how it's impossible. For example, today when I go to court and it's writing in this clip what they give me from asylum, that you are not 3 days in, 3 times they closed my case because I was not 3 days in asylum home. Now, I'm 6 months not in asylum, still didn't close my case. For example, 2014, 2015, they closed my case 3 times because I was not going 3 days in asylum home, and they closed my case. And when I go to ask for social, I finish one time, for example, I come here back from Switzerland, and they accept my asylum. They give me first interview, they give me interview of Dublin, then they give me second interview. And somebody come from another to interview with me to give me some decision. 1 year, 6 months, I wait to she give me some decision, negative or positive. One day I go to asylum and I ask what happens with my this case, and they tell me, oh, you are not 3 days in asylum, we close your case. And now, if I'm not 6 months in asylum, they didn't close my case until now. For the first, they tell me 3 days you are not in asylum, we close your case. Now I'm 6 months not in asylum, they said your case is open, your asylum is open. Let's go like this here in Slovenia. And what they want, they can fuck you up. Like whatever they want. I go to in Upravno sodišče last week. I go to Upravno sodišče and it was somebody from Manaza asylum home, Žiga Toms. And he was talking to this judge that we close him because of Iran away. He didn't want to come in that time that we deport him back to Germany. And I tell to this Žiga Toms, look, you know me, I know you. In March, when it was protest in front of asylum home, I was already there. And you all already know that where I live, with who I live, and where I am. You didn't inform me to come. In this date, come in Birnik, you have flight to go back to Germany, you are Dublin. No one informed me until now. And now today you come in the Sudisha and you tell me that you want to run away. If I run away, where I go? I ran away from Germany to come back in Slovenia. From Slovenia, I ran away where I go. Just lie. And everybody's together. If we think this Sudisha, man as I, everybody working each other. Like, money. If I have money, like police tell me here. One police, they tell me, look, this France Kummer, call him and tell him like this, how much money you want that I give you to cancel my Dublin and I can stay here. Maybe he will tell you this much money, give me and you can stay here. The police tell me to call to this inspector and tell him like this. Here is corruption. You have money, you have everything, you can stay everywhere else. Right. In Slovenia, there is no law. No one go by the law.
Yeah.
Everybody go, I don't know how, with money, with corruption, with this. No one go by the law here. For example, that is Laila here from Manaza comes and she bring me this clip. And she tells me, no, this is by the law. And I look her, I tell her, how long you work in asylum home? She said 3 years. I said, I'm here 5 years or 6 years. If by the law, I will be Dublin of Slovenia. I'm not Dublin of no one country. And just, she said, no, this is the law. I tell her that you are dirty people, you are not from Slovenia, you are from Egypt. You come here and you make a spectrum like you are dirty people, you make dirty this law. This law is not dirty. You are dirty to make the dirty this law. You don't go by the law. You're looking some one small way where you can fuck some person and deport him back somewhere or do some shit for this. It's not, here is a lot of way if I can stay here. If you act. For example, they tell me you are Dublin. Here I see 100 people. They come by the Dublin in center of the church and they leave him in asylum. But only me, they don't want to leave me. I don't know why. Here 100 people come. They have fingerprints from everywhere and they accept his asylum and they leave him in Ljubljana. It's not the law. How? If it's by the law, then they don't accept no one. If they accept someone, then why they don't accept me? If I have first fingerprint in Slovenia, first asylum in Slovenia, and I wait 3 years to get some decision, negative or positive. Do they give me negative or they give me positive? They give me one thing, negative, fuck off, go from this country, or positive to stay here. They didn't decide about my case. For example, for the first I come here, they tell me, blah, blah, if you go some another country, you will be deported here. And I said, okay, I will stay here. But still no one answered me. No negative, no positive. Give me something and tell me this is negative, go, you can stay. But I tell him, look, I don't come in Slovenia because of money. They tell me, everybody come in Slovenia, ask asylum and go to Germany. You are the only one to come back. And I tell to all spectre one by one, look, I come here in Europe not because of money. Do I go to Germany, they give me 350 per month social, or they give me good apartment, or I can have money or good life. I come here, okay, for good life, for normal life, for the peace that I can stay in some country. But first, they must decide about me. Because for the first I come here, they said, you are Inspector David. He tell me, if you go everywhere in Europe, only German, they want you. Everywhere in Europe, if you go, for example, Belgium, France, or some other country, until 2021, Slovenia have responsibility in my case. 10 years, Slovenia have responsibility in my case. He tell me directly like this. I tell him, why you deport me? He tell me, this is my force. I deported by force. And then I cannot do nothing, and I cut myself when I puke his face. And I said, fuck off.
Interview je pripravil Jošt.
Intervju Radija Študent.